Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour now, time for our weekly overview. On behalf of the DJV show, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, who are here to discuss with me and you the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of Veterans Day, November the 8th to the 12th, the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 people on the list, and things that are nuanced in our conversations have been either through the course of the week or we find ourselves as we get to the end of the week. Some of the focus changes a little bit because we know a little bit more at the end of the week, hopefully, than we did at the beginning of the week. So let me go through the story list and the people list and then pick out some of the things that I think are worthy of our attention. Veterans Day, the VA issues number 10. Certainly, I think for me, it would have been, I would put it up on the list a little more, but that's, I'm not Talkers Magazine. Foreign affairs, especially our relationship with China and Russia, number 9. The Astroworld tragedy and what that all means. I suppose maybe that could be coupled with Rust and the controversy about that. But I think, well, let's talk about it when we get there. The immigration situation, number 7. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is 6. Climate discussions and what went on or is going on at the summit, number 5. The political realities of the world or our world in America, number 4. Investigation into January 6th. Man, this thing is, talking about beating a dead horse. Wow. Number 2, the COVID vaccine discussion, mask discussion, mandate discussion wrapped around Aaron Rodgers in part. And what's going on in schools. Number 1, inflation, the proposals for fixing our infrastructure, the supply chain, and how things are breaking down. They're all part of the economy. So that's it. Those are the stories. Number 10 on the people list is Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is 9. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Kyle Rittenhouse is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is 5. Whoopee. Aaron Rodgers, 4. Donald Trump, 3. Kamala Harris is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. I think more people are talking about Kamala Harris here. She's in, it's crickets wherever she goes now. All right, so.
Well, she's in France this week. That's why she's on the list.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Veterans Day, VA issues, the whole business about how we treat. I mean, this is, again, maybe beating a dead horse, but it still needs to have our focus because nobody seems to be addressing these issues, although the White House did say this week, there was a new strategy to identify and treat health issues in veterans, especially the ones who have been exposed to chemical hazards, environmental hazards, that sort of thing, physical hazards. Well, I mean, that is the definition of a soldier, right? Being exposed to physical hazards, especially if you're out in the theater of war. That's what you're signing up for, in part. So the Department of Veterans Affairs recognizing that certain illnesses present differently with veterans, and so we ought to do more. I mean, this is the same. You go back to Vietnam and Agent Orange, for example. How many guys who were in that theater didn't know what they're being exposed to and have died a horrible death because it just ravaged people's bodies with cancer? That kind of stuff.
It's horrible.
And because you can't sue the government, right? You can't sue as much as we'd all like to sometimes over various infractions. This is one of them. So anyway, Biden said that the new effort focuses on increasing the VA's ability to identify connections between health hazards and disabilities. Okay, so after you recognize them, what do you do about it? Isn't
well,
that
I
the
think
question?
Identifying meaning to get better treatment, because like you said, if you are exposed to it, the cancer may not show up immediately. Mm-hmm. So I would assume that it means more preventative care and and just treatment in general for it. It's a horrible side
but
effect.
Shouldn't there be, when we, this whole business about infrastructure and the Better Buy Build or whatever that thing is called that they've...
Build Back Better.
Build Back Better, that too. Shouldn't this be as important as that stuff in terms of what Congress
I think it should
is?
Be more important.
Yeah.
Our veterans really get a tough time.
Short end of the stick.
Especially, I think maybe since Vietnam, when people came home, people threw things at them and
yeah.
spit at them.
Right.
And, you know, I think we lost some respect for our military during that time in our nation's history.
And it wasn't their fault. It was Nixon's fault and LBJ's fault. And
they
the people were running the
orders.
Defense Department. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, it's like,
so
what are you supposed to do? Just walk off the job, you'll end up dead. You stay with your team. And then I think there's already a stigma on mental health. So for men, especially when men come back and they have seen war or they've lost someone close to them in the military, I think you see a lot of people who don't either have access or who don't take the stuff that's available to them to help them. And so there was a big story out here in California where I'm in Los Angeles. There's a big piece of land, and Doug, I know you spend time out here, so you may have seen it. It's on the west side, your neck of the woods. And there's a big VA property out there that has a lot of land around
it. Around the 405, yep. Yeah.
And what's really stunning is that there were all kinds of homeless veterans. And the reason that you knew that is that they had signs on the outside of their, like, encampments. They had flags hung up on the outside of their tents, just living on the street outside of the VA. And so they're preparing Los Angeles for the Olympics, and God forbid we have some veterans on the side of the road where people might see them. You know, everybody wants to sweep them under the rug when companies coming. And so they just moved them onto this property, which they were supposed to do years ago. It was given to the VA specifically for this reason, to house these homeless vets that have come home. But for many of these guys, they receive dishonorable discharges for whatever reason, and they don't get the services of the VA, so they just sort of camp with their other people on the outside of the perimeter, essentially.
Well, it's right on Whistler Boulevard. It's not like it was hidden from view. And the land that we're talking about is very valuable land, and some people said, well, we should move them to Los Angeles City Center or something because this land is too valuable. We should tear all the veterans' buildings down here and put up whatever it is that they want to put up. I mean, imagine the junction of Wilshire Boulevard and the 405. How much is that land worth? And so
a lot.
The government. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So
but I think the point
money.
Is that we've got so many things at play, and this isn't a place where the services are accessible. In other places, it's much harder to get services from the VA when you're in rural areas, and it just compounds kind of the issue that our veterans, I think, they face every single day. So, and the dishonorable discharge is a big thing. Part of the argument about the vaccine, for those who are choosing not to get it, they're being dishonorably discharged from the military, and is that fair.
Talk about social engineering. Okay, so that's number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China and Russia. We'll talk about that after this here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with Wellvine Chardonnay Mark. from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
All right, so with regard to number nine, our relationship with some of the people, governments we don't like, China this week, because of the focus, the people at the climate summit throwing barbs at them, has said they will be more aggressive about taking action with regard to emissions there. Actually, it was a joint declaration with our country, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah,
right, given the tensions.
It?
Yeah.
Well, it's a step. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, so we'll see.
The front page of the LA Times this weekend has talked about how President Xi has revised history in China. He's only the third person in charge of that country to do that, and basically said that we're always on the right side, you know, really kind of lying to his own people. He
really?
Puts Uyghur Muslims into concentration camps. I mean, he's committing genocide. It's really hard for me to believe that he commits anything to doing anything good that would help.
Well, the reason that he might, though, but is that, and this is sort of the approach that Biden had campaigned on, you know, getting all of our allies together, circling the wagons. If everyone says that we're not going to do business with China unless you literally clean up your air and your emissions, well, I mean, that puts pressure on them. They still need to make money. They you know, in order to colonize the rest of the world, they still need to make money, and they still need us to be dependent on them. If we're not buying their stuff, we're not dependent on them anymore. So I think that I think we actually have China in a good position on this one issue. So we'll see where it goes. But a lot of the other countries have just said enough is enough. If you don't come to the table and make a commitment, then you know we're going to start scaling back on what we do with you.
The climate envoy is John Kerry, a former senator and a presidential candidate. He's the one who's been meeting with all of these people. There are 30 different countries that are in on it, and he supposedly is the leader. Let's see how that shakes out. Meanwhile, the Russians are trying to rehash or somehow represent the Ukrainian invasion of 2014. Secretary of State Blinken said during a press conference that the Ukrainian foreign minister is concerned Russia may try to, quote-unquote, rehash. I don't know. Does that mean go back in?
Do the whole thing over again.
Do the whole thing over again?
Yep.
Yeah. There we go. Yes. And it's more that we focused on China for sure, but the Russians are up to no good, and we don't seem to be able to do anything, or we're not taking a strong stand with them either. I don't see that we are. It's just okay.
Well, strong stand meaning what? What do you want us to do?
I want us to put
sanctioned the crap out of them.
We handed them a big win with pipelines, and so I think that was pretty disturbing, because you hear a group of people saying how bad Russia is, and then you're like, well, why are you giving them more power especially in the region that they're in? And that's exactly what this administration did when they signed over the rights to the stream pipeline, whatever it's called.
Where is that pipeline?
It goes right through Russia.
Yeah, but why should we have any say over what goes on in Russia?
Because we had to sign off on the deal, and because it sells through all of Europe and our allies and Germany and all of this, and the United States had to sign off on it. Why they do, I don't know, but they did, and
well,
we did, and
the
now
Russians,
Russia has been empowered.
The only power that Russia has economically is because they have gas and oil, and they sell it to the Europeans. That's it. They got nothing else. And so their whole economy is dependent, and Putin and all of his pals are big owners. They killed all of the owners of the various corporations that are tied to this so they could have it all for themselves. Think about that. 21 after the hour.
Talk radio countdown.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back 23 after the hour here. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review from the folks on the DJB program on Monday through Friday show that brings Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and I together every day, discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about, having some fun. But when it comes to this sort of thing, we take our responsibility pretty seriously. Jay, among many other tasks that she has, is in charge of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And each week when it comes to discussing the issues, we have comments from our listeners. So you want to go through some of the comments that we've had on, let's start with that Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which is number 6 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Countdown.
Yeah, Greg Donahue says it was self-defense and acquittal is the proper outcome. Charlene Greer, on the other side, said he did it and drove 100-plus miles to do it and was underage to have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Smith said if the government protected its citizens and property, private citizens would not have to do it. So you kind of have opinions going from all across the board. Bonnie Ellison says, I think the judges had enough of the prosecuting attorney. The video proves it was self-defense. End of story. And
what's unfortunate, I think, is that so many people made up their minds about this because of the way the media portrayed it early on, which was now revealed to be a lot of lies. And so everybody, I think, is pretty stunned. But the judge, you're right, Jay, has made a big name for himself in this case.
Well, but the facts of the case, though, I mean, this was an underage kid who illegally possessed a weapon and drove 100 miles to go and get into trouble. I mean,
he was a white supremacist and that he was going to hunt black people, and the president of the United States came out and said he was a white supremacist.
Yeah, well,
but he wasn't. There's no proof that he was, and he actually ended up shooting white people, not black people.
The bottom line, though, is this is not an open and shut self-defense case. It's not. And I know people who support him want to say that it is, but it's not.
Well, Doug, it's motive. You illegally possess a weapon and you drive 100 miles.
Guilty as hell.
It's actually not about motive. And I know Jay wants to get in with these social media comments, but what it's about is if you bring a gun to a party, can you claim self-defense? So it is, yes, Victoria, about whether or not you can claim self-defense, but it has nothing to do with motive. In fact, it really doesn't, because he came there. He said he was protecting property. It doesn't really matter. He shouldn't have been there. I think we all agree on that. But what was said is that he was attacked by these people, and the video shows that he was, and actually one of the surviving people that he shot said, yeah, we pointed guns at him. But the argument is, if you bring a gun someplace and you're not supposed to have it, can you claim self-defense if maybe you having the gun might have sparked the reason why you're in this trouble? So, yes, there is an argument about self-defense, but I really think the media needs to do a better job preparing people for
at
least probably just weapons charges. I don't think he's going to get any of these murder charges.
And that's what a lot of people have echoed as well, Jen, that these murder charges should be dropped. However, the other charges of illegally having the gun, being underage, having the gun, all of that stuff, he should be held accountable for. And other people have even mentioned the media, that the media riled people up.
Media has no responsibility. Nobody can go after the news media. Nobody.
And they're doing it. They're doing it again because if it doesn't come out the way people think it should, even though they probably haven't watched 30 seconds
Average
of the trial to understand what's going on, there'll be problems.
I just think that when you're an agitator, let's call him that, right? So if you're an agitator,
were agitators.
He was too, Jen. You don't drive 100 miles with a gun that you illegally possess for no reason.
Property. So again,
right. Property that he has no connection to 100 miles away.
How is he connected? That's a good question.
All I'm saying is, I'm just tired of his lawyers now trying to paint him out to be the victim here. If you show up with a gun and someone wrestles a gun away from you and you end up getting shot, you're not the victim.
No one wrestled the gun away from him.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying when
they pull a gun on him.
Here's listener Ernesto, who says a young dumb kid doing dumb stuff, but he did the right thing? The men were supposed to do what he did?
Okay.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of people would probably do the same thing as the point.
He says, that's why I love listening to the radio. Okay, Ernesto, thank you. It's 28.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Justice has indicted former President Trump's strategist, Steve Bannon, for contempt of Congress. Bannon is charged with 2 counts of criminal contempt. If convicted, he could face up to 1 year behind bars and a fine of up to $100,000. Bannon declined to provide the January 6th committee with documents and testimony. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows could also be indicted, as he, too, has failed to appear before the committee. Former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos, who accused former President Trump of sexual assault, has now ended her defamation lawsuit against him. Her lawyers say she still stands by the allegations and hasn't received any compensation. Also, a New York judge has granted Trump's motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by his former attorney, Michael Cohen, against the Trump Organization. This is USA Radio News. Lawsuits over the deaths and injuries during last weekend's Astroworld Music Festival in Houston are now starting to pile up. Head attorney Benjamin Crump says his team represents more than 200 people who were injured, and they're filing 90 lawsuits on their behalf. He called out the event's promoters, saying they should have stopped the show at the first sign of a problem.
So everybody could see what's going on. Everybody could see who was on the ground. Everybody could see where everybody was at. And everybody could just take a breath. But they didn't do that.
Witnesses say there was no way to escape and no one was there to help. Reina Irihita explains the situation.
It's such a horrible feeling thinking that I witnessed someone lose their life right in front of me and have people there say, oh, it's drugs or it's just this and that, and me saying it's a life.
9 people were killed and more than 300 were injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
America in the focus, actually, of the world. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The top 10 stories of the week, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list posted. We have them on our website, don't we, and our social media, Jay? Both website and social media. The DJV show.
Yeah, it's DJV show and DJVshow.com and TalkRadioCountdown.com.
There we go. And Talkers.com. So there, you can get the list. See it. And have your own thoughts. Thought it was interesting. I was looking at some research this week as to how many more people are listening to spoken word formats on the air and on podcasts and that sort of thing. 22 million more people listening this time this year than last year to spoken word things, including most of them listening to us, right? Jennifer in Los Angeles. Woo-hoo! Jennifer not only here on the DJV program, but also does some mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria has a podcast called Beauty Pop, so you can hear her talking. I've suggested that she make me a guest on it at some point in time. I haven't gotten too far with that one yet. Jay, in charge of all our social media, is the mother of Mac, and that's what she does for her side gig. So we all have our side gigs. Meanwhile, at number 8 this week on the countdown, the situation with Astroworld and Rust, I suppose, putting those two together, maybe somewhat. I think we all know the Rust story, but I don't know that a lot of people know the story of Astroworld and the 9 people who died at this festival last weekend. So what? Travis Scott is a rapper. He apparently is not much good as a human being. I guess I'm getting that from various accounts, but are those to be believed because they're regular news media accounts?
Well, I mean, he's paying for the funerals, and he's, you know, paying for mental health and PTSD counseling. I mean, he's trying to do, you know, all the right stuff that you're supposed to do. When
wouldn't the right stuff have been not to try to rile everybody up? Yeah, thank you.
Well, sure, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if that makes him a horrible human being, but he certainly has a past history of getting people very riled up at his shows, so I don't know. I think he's going to face lots of lawsuits, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And he's even posted about in past concerts where people have gotten hurt or they got so overheated or they passed out, and he has always praised them for just going that hard for him. And it's
how stupid.
You got to care more about your fans.
Egomania.
Yep, right. Okay, so number seven, the race relations issue as it wraps itself around immigration and where we're going with all this stuff. I'm so confused by what's going on or not going on. I can't tell you that I really have an authoritative point of view. I do know that there is legislation that has been passed. I don't know if it's been filed. I don't think it's been passed yet. To resolve racial inequities that are a part of, because this was Veterans Week, I'm sure this bill was a part of that focus, a bill to deal with all of the prejudices and the inequities that blacks have in the service. A lot of black service members who fought for our country going as far back as World War II denied advantages of veterans benefits. How the hell do we, where does this come from? The prejudices that, I guess I asked that question
like
a few minutes ago about something else.
This seems awful if it's happening.
They scratch them
the services?
From things, mortgages, for example, loans for businesses, college assistance, all those things that the white people get, the black people don't get. And so, anyway, I just
on what basis, though? That just seems
well.
So
this is going.
This is going back to 1944 with President Roosevelt when he signed the GI Bill. That was in the
but it's still going on now, Victoria.
Right, but not to this extent. So what this bill is looking to do is to it's basically if you are a descendant of a black veteran who was denied all of these benefits, that's it's called the GI Bill Restoration Act, and so it's going to extend loan and education benefits to living spouses and descendants of black World War II veterans. That's what this bill specifically deals with. But if you're black today in the military, you're not being denied the, you know, loan opportunities or whatever. I mean, that's
what I was going to say. I'm like,
that's not happening today.
I do think there are ghosts of Christmas past, if you will, in the service. There's still racial inequity. I can remember in my lifetime, back in the 1950s after Korea, during Korea, when black soldiers were stationed in the theater of operation, there were two latrines. White soldiers went into one pee pot, and the black soldiers went and took a pee in another pot. And that's not that long ago when you get down to brass tacks. So I think, and if it isn't on a sign someplace,
but let's be
it
clear
still
that
is
that's
in the
not
hearts
happening
of some
today,
people.
Because the way that I think the story came out is like it's still happening today, which piqued my interest. Like,
I think
how in the
is,
world can
point.
You get away with it?
It may not be physical. And I'm not sure that I'm crazy about reparation bills, but I will tell you, my mind changed a good deal when I found out in terms of my interest in farming how badly treated the black farmers have been in this country who got land after the Civil War, or their families did, and they never got title to it. They can't prove that they own it, so they can't get loans. They can't transfer title to somebody else if they want to sell it because they can't prove that they own it.
That's a perfect example of systemic racism. Yeah. That's a system that has been at play for so long that has prevented black Americans from building generational wealth.
See,
just,
on one hand,
that's part of the stuff that does need to be taught in schools, and then everyone's so hung up on this critical race theory buzzword that
well,
no one knows what it is.
Well, because it's just buzz,
but, like,
exactly.
That's the kind, but
it
you know,
goes
what,
too far. That's
doesn't
what happens with black farmers and America, that's something that a lot of people don't learn about in school, that people should know.
Well, that's why we talk about it here, because this is like an educational classroom of the year in many respects, and people call me Professor Stefan. I don't mean to lecture people, but I will tell you that this sort of thing, whereas, not to have, you know, this be contradictory points, I think the Black Lives Matter movement has gone too far in and of itself on its own. But there are specific instances that the grandstanders don't talk about, like Al Sharpton and these people that are out there to rally the cause, because they don't have any sense. They're New Yorkers. What do they know about what goes on in Iowa? But I do, because I've followed it. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do a podcast and a weekly radio show called The American Family Farmer. And one of the things I look at, I'm not interested in big ag. I'm interested in the affairs of the small family farmers. And black people are having one heck of a time trying to exist in the agricultural world at the moment because of the prejudices that are still there. So I'm interested in correcting what's still there. Can't do anything about the past, and reparations don't cut it. It sort of reminds me of what Larry Elder said once. I heard him say that he doesn't support white people paying to take care of
white people who were never slave owners paying black people who were never slaves.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I knew you'd have that somewhere. All right. Let's keep moving here. The climate summit. Did you see the pictures outside the summit of the garbage that was piling up over there? I mean, you think about it. This is in Glasgow, Scotland this week. All those people there preaching about protecting the planet. And there are 400 private planes in the airport. And if you see the piles of garbage that are outside all around the conferences, I mean, even up to the doorstep, this has been going on, for about 8 days, I think, 8 or 9 days, and the mess outside. So you have people talking a good game inside, but yet the practice outside, the reality is that people aren't really taking it seriously. That's the way I read it. You tell me I'm wrong, guys.
Well, I
can't, because I think you're right.
Well,
there are people who make this a business for themselves, so they fly on their private jets and they go spiel to people
who make it religion, and then they fly home
and live their lives.
No, not everybody.
I don't think it's fair to say that just because there's trash from so many people being there,
they'd be smart enough to think of the visual, though, right, Victoria? I mean, really and truly. The visual, the optics of that's not very cool.
Well, the picture that you're talking about, I mean, it's not like it's on the front steps of the building.
It's very visible from what I can see. Anyway,
it's visible. Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, go to New York City. It's trash everywhere.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
It's not, you know, it's a suburban area, but it's, you know, I don't know. It's a trash pileups. It's whatever. I think the private jet thing is a lot worse.
Well, I think they're coefficient. But anyway, it's paying attention to those details that ought to be part of what they're doing. And then people take it seriously, because they don't take it seriously if they see all the private jets and they see all the garbage around. Okay, that's just another way for people to get together and have a good time and have some, you know, good food and drink and yada yada, slap each other on the back. Top stories this week, according to the charts published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. At number 10, the issues surrounding veterans and Veterans Day this year. Number 9, our relationship with China and, to a lesser extent, Russia. 8, the Astroworld situation, tragedy, and a lot of people pointing a finger at Travis Scott. Number 7, immigration and the problems of race. Number 6, Kyle Rittenhouse and that trial. The summit, if you will, focused on our climate and the weather, actually, this week. It's number 5. Trump is 4, and the political realities of the Republicans. The January 6th investigation continues. COVID-19, number 2, and the controversy about Aaron Rodgers. Perhaps we ought to talk about that next, as we continue here in the Talk Radio Review. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's a people list published every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also we have it on the DJV social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and at djvshow.com. At number 10, the aforementioned Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is in the ninth position. Nancy Pelosi at 8. Kyle Rittenhouse, 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is at 5. No mention of Marilyn Taylor Greene anyway here. Aaron Rodgers is 4. There's a scumbucket if there ever was. Okay. You keep going, Doug. Donald Trump is 3. Kamala Harris is 2. Popularity down to 21%. And Joe Biden, President of the United States, as you'd expect, he'd be the number one person being talked about. That's it. That's the list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We do this every week, the folks from the DJV Monday through Friday program. All right, so with COVID, is it time to get back to normalcy? You look at some of the things that are going on. I saw something with somebody who had long COVID, thinking that he said that he thought that he would be wearing a mask for the rest of his life when he got on an airplane or went to the supermarket or shopping, that kind of stuff. Do any of us feel like we're going to have to wear masks for the rest of our lives?
No, I don't right now. I mean,
I think everything's on the table. I think so many people have, like, complied and been controlled that, I don't know. But I also live in a city where I can't go to a restaurant, so.
I don't think it should be mandated
or go to a
forever.
Movie. Yeah.
But people probably will choose to. I still wear a mask.
That's what I want to know. Yeah, your choice to do it. It's my choice not to unless I'm required to, but some people... Think, you know,
I've popped into the grocery store here and there, but you know, since I got my booster, I haven't worn a mask. But leading
they
up
let
to that,
you do
I
that?
Did. Yeah.
Oh, we're so under mask. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no mask mandate in Jersey right now. No.
All
and
right,
the kids,
so what about
they're talking about the kids won't have to wear them probably after Christmas. New York and Jersey are lined up in a similar way, and so it looks like the masks for kids in schools will probably go away.
It's kind of funny that our prediction is based on where we live and our current rules. I feel like it never is going to stop, and yeah. I guess that's good. You've given me hope that maybe it will.
Oh, hey, yeah. What about Aaron Rodgers? Now he's playing into the conversation, his reality in football and whether he is allowed to play or should play. He's become sort of the lightning rod this week anyway for all of this, hasn't he?
Yeah.
think it's just silly that we spend so much time and energy on both sides, making him a hero or making him a zero. It's like the guy made a choice about it, whatever he wants to put in his body. He dealt with the consequences. I don't know. I guess I don't see why everybody stumbles over themselves to lift him up as a hero of an unvaxxed movement or as someone who is going to, like, kill public health on the other side of the aisle. So it's just, I don't know. The division that we're seeing over these kinds of things is just really disheartening because it should be someone's choice. He's young. He's healthy. He's trying to decide what's best for him. There's a story out this week that didn't get nearly the same amount of attention where I think his name is Dozier. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings. He was vaccinated, and he's currently in the hospital for COVID-19, and no one seems to be, like, talking about that in the same way they're talking about Aaron Rodgers, who's been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of phony baloney stuff going on, tension-getting devices, if you will. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for us to face the music from this past week when it comes to the world of technology. Victoria, right on top of all the major stories that affect all of us. And so we have the top five, starting with the new electric truck Rivian. And who's buying that? This looks like a lot of dough is involved in this thing this week, right?
That's very true. So Rivian is a California-based electric truck maker, and they raised $11.9 billion in their IPO. It began trading on Wednesday on the NASDAQ this week, and it's the largest IPO since Alibaba in 2014. And so this even surpassed Uber.
And Alibaba is a Chinese company, too, right?
Yeah. Alibaba owns, like, a lot of online shopping marketplaces and things like that. So Rivian was priced at $78 a share, which was more than what initially people thought it would go for. But this is actually good news for Ford as well, because Ford has a pretty hefty investment in Rivian. And Amazon also backs Rivian. So it's good news for everybody as we move closer and closer to the electric vehicle reality, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, these trucks are really, really nice to look at.
Ugly. Apparently, they're ugly.
I think they're awesome looking.
Ugly. All right. Number four. Talking about electric cars, what are we going to do with the electric vehicle batteries?
That's a question that that everyone's been talking about with all the climate summits happening. And so the technology to recycle batteries for electric vehicles could exist in the U.S. within about 5 years, according to tech experts. And so they said, but the only way that will happen is that if there is a commitment from the electric vehicle industry as well as investment from the federal government. And so electric vehicle automakers are ramping everything up because of President Biden's pledge to increase the number of electric vehicles in the United States. And so essentially right now, a lot of the stuff that is used to make these batteries are minerals that are in the ground in Asia. And so if we can start recycling our own batteries, we don't need to go back to the mines and we don't have to go over to China for it. We can actually just continuously revamp our own, which I think it would be great.
All right, number three, as we head toward number one, a couple of ransomware hackers get it in the neck.
So Attorney General Merrick Garland this week unveiled charges against two suspected hackers in connection to attacks with Revil, which is the Russia-linked ransomware group. So two of these guys have been working on several of the big ransomware hits. Justice Department has seized about $6 million in ransomware payments so far, but that is literally nothing. That's a drop in the bucket because $200 million has already been paid in ransom. $200 million has been paid in ransomware. And so, I mean, I forget what the number is now, but even in the United States, we've had to pay over $100 million this year alone to pay off ransomware. So
yeah.
It's awful.
Number two, spyware found on Palestinian activists.
Yeah, so this NSO is this spy. It's a spyware company that's based in Israel, and and has very significant ties to the Israeli government. And so NSO, they make spyware, and it has now been detected on six different Palestinian human rights activists. And these six activists have been working with a group called Frontline Defenders, and that's an Irish-based group, human rights group. And so they found that this Pegasus software, spyware, was on their phones, and this goes to very high level. This isn't just human rights activists. This is journalists and business people and academics, embassy workers, and so this spyware is everywhere. And so NSO is not happy because the U.S. responded pretty strongly and abruptly and basically said, we're not doing business with NSO, and any companies that do business with NSO, the United States will not do business with. So it's getting to be more and more complicated, and it's probably a story we're going to be hearing about next week as well.
Right. Okay, number one this week.
Robinhood, the trading app. Yeah, so Robinhood has had not great news this week. They initially reported that 5 million users' data had been breached. Now it's actually 7 million. If you do use the Robinhood app, I use it, the first thing you should do, go in and change your password. The next best thing you can do, monitor your email address and know if you've been hacked that way, and also freeze all of your credit reports, because at least if someone has your information, they can't do anything with it if you freeze all of your credit reports. No one can open an account in your name, not even a credit card or a car or anything like that. So that's the best thing to do if you're in any of these breaches. At this point, all of us have been affected by at least one breach.
Absolutely. Well, credit card stuff, I've had three or four of those.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. Victoria and Doug at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.